This is CliffCentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
It's the gas machine, the gas machine, the Casper Radio Show. It's the gas machine, the gas machine, the Casper Radio Show.
That's right. Boys and girls, there we go. Uncle had to adjust his knoppy because Uncle couldn't hear. But there we... Oh, no, Uncle, yes, too much. Uncle's going to tread back a bit. Good morning and welcome to the Casper Radio Show. Goeiemôre en welkom by die Casper Radio Show. I want to extend a wonderful welcome to Jane Majachi. Hello.
Goeiemôre, Casper.
Thank you for being here. I wanted to talk to you because I pulled a prank on you last week. And I don't know if you know that.
Yebo.
So that guy who came from Sky News,
yes.
I told you he's from the royal family.
Yes.
And you went down on your knees and curtsied him and you followed him on your knees. That was a joke. He's actually just a newsreader.
Oh my God.
I'm so sorry, Jane.
Casper, how can you do such thing to me?
Because it brings joy to my heart.
You know, I did a big job to that guy.
I saw. I was sitting here and then he came in and I saw you were going, Your Majesty,
oh
Your Majesty.
Oh my God. You know how many times I called the words Majesty? I welcome him like a prince as I'm a queen. I'm a queen of the rain and you can't do such thing to me.
No. He felt very, very welcome.
You know what he said to me when he left?
Uh-uh.
I was so happy to see you. This is the first time seeing somebody greet me, treat me like this.
Ah.
I felt so special. You know, I was thought maybe he's going to propose, but he didn't do it again. Oh my God. Why?
Yeah, he loved you. Do you know this guy sitting next to you, Jane?
I don't know him. And I don't want to know him, actually.
You don't like him, hey?
No.
No.
Why did he do to you?
Are you Jane?
Yes.
Okay.
Tarzan?
Okay.
What did he do to you?
He put a tape on all over my body.
Nonsense. Nonsense. A tape.
It's
I was taping
sexual,
it.
Sexual thing.
No, not
it's
at all.
It's sexual harassment. You know, I wanted to go to police station to open a case, but Greg say, please just forgive him.
Forgive
him
because he's Mark Banks.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mark Banks.
Good morning. Thank you very, very much.
Well,
thank you.
You're in trouble already.
And this is the first time I've ever been on radio with a relative of Majaji, the Rain Queen.
Yes.
Queen of Rain. You've been busy the past couple of weeks.
Not in Cape Town, though.
No, I did, by the way.
It did. It bucketed down in Cape Town.
Did
you go?
Yes.
Oh, good.
You know what I did?
You sent a WhatsApp.
No, I didn't send a WhatsApp.
Yeah?
I just took the thing, my head thing.
You stroke the thing?
And I put the water and I did like...
Yeah.
I say, please, people from Cape Town, you must know this week I'm praying for the rain.
Yeah.
And the rain will come.
And it
and
did.
And the rain came after 2 days. You
amazing.
Can't
be, you did. So you said that. And you said, clean, wash, 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 clean, clean,
you know,
clean.
I'm
and
so
what happened?
Tired.
Jacob resigned, Tsvangirai died, and the world carried on going through 34 millimeters.
Yeah, but they want more, Jane. They want more.
You more. Know, please.
Mark.
All on the same day.
You know what?
All on Valentine's Day.
All. Actually, I have to pray
Valentine's Day was a good day for South Africa.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
And for you, Casper?
Good day for me as well.
For your friends of mine?
Yes, I think so. What? It's that time of the month when Venus is in complete alignment with Uranus, isn't it?
Yeah, I felt it.
Yes.
Yeah.
On the 14th.
On the 14th. And what do you make of this honest?
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. Mura. Well, this Valentine's Day was better for South Africa than a few Valentines ago.
Yeah, for Riva. Yeah.
No one shot no one.
No.
Well, someone did get fired.
Shot in the foot. But it was a good day. I'm proud. I'm a proud South African again.
Did you get any present, Casper?
Not yet. I got a president. That's what I got.
Oh, okay.
But
is he still in? He's still in?
What?
Cyril?
Let me quickly check the news sources just to make sure that something didn't happen in the last eight minutes.
It's my cousin.
Yes, you said it's your cousin. I couldn't
really
check that
I didn't
out.
Hear that.
Casper, you forget that I'm a vendor. I thought maybe you knew about this. We've been
Mama Leila, what's his name? Mameta.
A vendor.
No, man.
Did you also get Zulu vendors, hey?
I know, but
here on Rivonia Road, outside the studio, when I drove in, there was a Zulu vendor.
Yeah, but she's a vendor, which is one better than a Zulu vendor.
Is but the Zulu vendor was selling stuff.
I know, but she doesn't. She's a vendor.
A vendor, V-E-N-D-A,
yes.
Vendor.
Yes, she's a vendor.
Now, because of your mistake, she's an offended vendor.
But I thought Cyril was petty.
No, you don't know anything about this country.
I'm sure. Yeah, I do. I know a lot about this country. You'll be shocked.
You know Zuma. That's the problem. That's why you are sitting here.
No. He used to live next door to me in Durban.
Zuma of Saraposa.
Zuma.
Yeah. And I think they're still on the lookout for the son, aren't they? Aren't they still looking for the son? The most wanted person in the country?
And Acha.
Dudu.
Duduzani.
Duduzani.
And the Guptas.
And the Guptas.
There's a wanted poster for them.
Yes, and if anyone has seen them, please phone us, and then we can claim the 10,000 rand.
No, you know what Gareth said to me?
Breaking news.
200,000 rand.
Jeez, phone us.
200,000,
yeah.
Seriously?
Gareth told me this morning that I have to find them so that I can get 200,000
rand. What are we doing? Why don't we just go look for them? What are we doing with this radio show?
Can't we go together?
I saw the uncle on Sunday, which was quite horrifying. It was absolutely horrifying.
I think we go look for them.
Please,
let's do it. Let's do it.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Okay, let's go look for them.
Let's go.
And then I'm sure this radio show can go on by its own.
All right.
We're going to start.
It's 200,000 rand.
You know what? I think maybe Zuma's hiding them somewhere. Zuma's hiding them. We must go to Zuma's house and search for them.
Which one?
Which house?
There are a few.
Oh my God.
I can't fly to Dubai.
Nganza. We have to go to Nganza.
I'll find it. I know. Okay, that I'll do.
Let's go. I'm going to find them.
Okay, people.
We'll see you.
If you find them, let me know.
We'll
I will try and find a song.
Oh, wait, I've got a perfect song here for Zuma.
200,000 rand.
Okay.
I would start at Hollywood Bets. I would go Hollywood Bets, that one they've got in at Benoni Way near the airport.
Ah, you'll start there.
200,000 rand, that's what? £7? Oh, no. The rand improved yesterday.
It did. Yes. Everything improved.
$7.50.
Yeah, our pride improved. The rand improved. Everything. I've got a beautiful song here, which I now remember I must play to, I wonder to who this is. You can guess if the title is Fuck Off.
Drop your britches, cause I'm clogging up bank. So I don't give a fuck about what none of y'all think. What I do is so I wreck the place. I run around the stage, kick the bitches in the face. Cause I ain't nothing soft, so you and the boys can straight fire. Suck my nuts, bitch, fuck you. Nigga, suck my nuts, yo. Suck my nuts, bitch, fuck you. Nigga, suck my nuts,
Pizza Boy Pizza.
I want a large extra cheese pizza.
Then pick up for delivery.
Delivery.
Okay, your address?
Yeah, it's near the high school. 232.
When I was 8, I was on crack. I had Miss Powertrain on the back. Fucking up the school every day. I turned that old bitch's head and hair's gray. Cause the dope is all that. My mother's a witch and my daddy's a hunchback. And nobody could fuck with me. I used to drive a hearse to school. But it's one thing that I hate. And so it's been hard for me to find a date. Cause I show up nice and neat. And that's straight hill, I'm in the back seat. Cause you know, the sags ain't soft. If you don't like it, you can fall.
What's up? Violent J, the Southwest Juggler. You know what I'm saying?
I walk into a bitch's house, walk up to their moms, grab them by the face and say, fuck off.
Fuck my nuts, bitch, fuck you, you and your fucking sick bitch.
They are actually looking at this as maybe the new national anthem.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was early works of Groep Twee.
I did hear it the other day. On
nog aan mij.
Yeah, oh, you know I can just hear that on Chyla Tate with Amore Becker.
Yes, I'm sure this we've just heard now was on that album, and they had to take that cut off so they could get Dinky Darum Nog aan mij. Get airtime on SABC.
Sias and Oom Gert.
Sias and Oom Gert.
Aren't they both dead? No, they're not.
No, one is dead. No. The one it works is in Durban. It works for a Chinese tuna fishing fleet. They use him as a decoy for whales. And the other one works in Newcastle as a tractor Jew. Preventer. They use his underpants to cover tractors at night when the winter air comes in, stops condensation on the tractors.
I heard dew for a moment there as dew.
Yes, dew.
I heard Jews.
Dough. I think it's called dough.
Dough.
Like dough stain.
Like dough stain.
Yes, Jew. D-E-W.
Okay.
Dough.
Well, now we know about Groep Twee, and
I think I could be wrong.
But the new stuff is nice.
I think
it's edgy.
It's edgy then, but nobody understood it.
Yeah. No, now they know. Because he says, fuck off you and your son, and now we know what he meant.
Mm.
They meant.
Yes. I think Peter Lotus sang the version of Daddy, what if the sun stops shining?
Yeah.
Daddy,
I remember.
What if the sun stops shining? And then you just hit a... And then that was it.
Peter Lotus.
That was Peter Lotus.
Killing the car.
Yeah, that was the end of it.
Yeah. Well, that's the good old days. And since then, things have changed and things just got better.
It was rough, it was tough, but we were unhappy.
Yeah. Yes. And you know, people, with that sunshine thought, I'm going to tell you that Mark Banks has not given up yet. He is actually doing a new show.
Sorry?
Again. At the Monte Casino this...
Oh, yes.
Yes, we invited you to tell you you're doing a show,
Mark.
It's a surprise.
It's called Stark Raving Mark.
It's on. Is that on?
You're on the mic.
Oh, my goodness gracious. And no, you're on? The show on. The show is on. Is it on?
No, that's our question.
What has happened? Has Alan Committee died?
I don't know.
Oh.
But why... do you know that you've got a show? On.
And I know it's now. In the upstairs studio.
Okay. And are bookings open? Are bookings or is bookings open? What do you say in English?
Besprekings.
Okay, bye, donkey.
Besprekings?
Is besprekings al up?
I think so. At CompuTicket. Is it CompuTicket? Yes. It's in the studio theatre, the upstairs studio theatre. I did a run last year of a show which I didn't think would run for very long, and it ran and...
Forever.
Ran and ran.
That's what I said.
On and on and on and on and on. And then I quite enjoyed doing it very much.
And now you're back.
And now I'm back.
But what are you doing in this
completely new show. This is a new show. And there's not all the wigs and props and all that stuff that I think made you get tired of doing the business of having
Made you get tired of
carrying around huge crates of costumes and costume and props that all get lost or stolen.
Along the way,
drunk in a hotel room one night, you're doing all the impersonations in the room to other people with all the wigs, it all gets left, and it's all left in a cupboard.
Exactly.
And it's not all proppy and costumes and makeup masks and wigs, rear projection and all that rubbish.
So it's a stripped down version.
Stripped down version, Stark Raving Mark.
But aren't you...
One man.
One man.
And I don't sing. I do not sing.
Really?
I don't sing.
Okay.
Not at all.
There, you've lost a couple.
I might, though.
Please,
I
think you will.
I might. In fact, I will. I do sing at the end.
I think you should, even if you don't sing, because that is the new thing to do on stage, is to sing.
Yes.
Have you heard of The Voice, Idols?
Yes.
They all do that
there. I have a recording of Sonia Herold falling down a lift shaft at SABC with a stainless steel tray with tea and coffee on for 23, singing when it goes into Ek Verlang Na Jou.
Yeah.
Bye, Will.
And then falsetto.
And that was recorded. The only way they could get it in those days, da-di-da, it was her falling down the lift shaft of the SABC main building from the 23rd floor.
So it will be like...
That's it. That's how they did it.
Okay.
And very few people know this. Barry Wrong actually lay at the bottom of the lift shaft
to cushion her. Okay.
They couldn't use anything artificial. So the realest thing they could find was Barry Wrong, who said he would gladly do it, thinking.
A friend of mine who was a bit of a film buff himself often referred to Barry's reviews as done by Barry very often wrong.
There we go. There we go. What's it? Ek
verlang na jou. Ek die winde wat sy arms om my vou. Sien te lang ek as die son en die maan en die wind en die wolke oor my gaan.
And now here's the tricky bit. Here's the lift shaft bit.
Bye.
Yeah, it can only be done falling down a lift shaft.
Yeah,
they have tried it in the Volkswagen wind tunnel in Port Elizabeth before they turned it into low-cost housing, but it didn't work. It didn't work at all, even when they were throwing trays at her.
Shame, man.
So the show's running from the 28th of February till the 1st of April. At the Studio Theatre. And then you're taking it.
But you're taking it on tour.
We're going on tour.
It's international.
And then we're going overseas.
Where are you going to go overseas?
Australia.
Oh, my
Montreal.
God. Oh, my gee.
Look, what do you have to do that? If you play the South Africans these days, the last place to find South Africans is not in South Africa. Yeah. No, please. There are more South Africans live in Putney than here. You know that. The official figure now for South Africans living in London, the official figure is 1.1 million.
That's a lot.
That's in the same flat.
But my good friend Malt Sieberhagen says there's so many South Africans in Australia at the moment, they are considering renaming one of their cities to Perth Toria.
I think we should get Melt into the lift shaft for that one. That's terrible. That's,
yeah.
Eh? And that's funny.
Perth Toria.
Yeah, it's funny.
Is it?
It's funny.
I must
give him that. Give him it's funny.
It is funny.
Yeah.
It is funny. Where's Gareth Cliff? They all keep. So whenever I come here, they say he's here, but it's.
He's not. He's been away for years. He doesn't work here anymore.
Not.
But we work under the Gareth Cliff umbrella.
Right.
You see, he's got an island.
Yes.
Where he stays.
And then they have a Madame Tussauds style wax.
Yes, it's called Dublin.
But that they put in the chair sometimes and take photos and then. Yeah.
So if you want a picture with Gareth, tell us and we'll bring.
No, I don't want.
We'll do the wax.
No, I don't want a picture because the other day at Herald's Bay,
you saw him
standing. No, I was going to. I was contemplating suicide.
Okay.
And I was standing on the edge of a cliff.
Yeah.
And I thought, there's nothing worse than when you try to kill yourself and you don't. I mean, I can't tell you how embarrassing
is. I know.
When people find you on a Monday morning just lying in the bar because you've cut.
And it didn't work.
You've cut the wrong way. You've got to cut down.
It's over the street, not.
Down.
Yes, it's down the road, not across the street.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, exactly. 101, hello, suicide.
You know, and the last time I jumped out of Sandton Towers, I forgot about the bakery awning downstairs.
Oh, my God.
And Barry Wrong.
And crashed through. No, he was across the road, funny enough, waiting to catch Sonia. She was doing a tour with Yuri Els. It was Yuri Els and Sonia and Robbie Clay were all in the trial.
But when you jumped, did you land in a lot of dough?
I hit the awning. What? And then the worst thing
what
was...
What is an awning?
The outside, die ding wat uithang, die blind wat hang buiten.
So when they make this, the boss says to the factory workers, this is your last awning.
Yeah. And then as you hit the awning...
No, it's your final awning.
Oh, sorry.
And as you hit it, did Roger Whittaker appear and sang, awning has broken...
Oh, okay. He's very good. Hey, Casper. Hasn't Hannes improved?
Cat Stevens. He had the wrong reference.
It's Cat Stevens, whose real name was Olim Dalim Darim Forum.
Isis. But it was good.
Very
try.
Good.
My parents had a Roger Whittaker tape where he covered it.
So yes,
I did make the mistake. Yeah.
Yeah? And what is it in Afrikaans? More het gebreek, week.
Ons gaan dit reg maak.
Drive
it, and then you, that's where that bitch comes
in. Yeah. She comes in with the glue then to mend the mourning that has broken.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So that fantastic. Is basically fantastic. Palesa, if you can hear me, my one and only darling, my
Is that
rock,
the listener?
No, the No, it's our producer. Our listeners.
This show has a producer?
The show has a listener. Let's just say they must WhatsApp there, please.
Yes, the WhatsApp number for the Casper Radio Show is 079-748-2090.
And I'll say that in English for you. 079-748-2090.
So if you do that, we can see
079-748-2090.
No, you made a mistake there. You can't give them false information.
079-748-2090.
That's it.
You can hear the Manchester, can't you? In the Afrikaans. You can hear the Manchester.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Is it possible for you to show us, as people who don't know, what is like a Manchester accent? What's a Liverpool accent?
Manchester accent is sort of like central Britain, Midlands thing, but it's quite thick, and there's a lot of words that don't say the letters of a word. So like we say under, but it's like under. Under bridge, found woman sitting there, been kicked off radio show, and she looked like a right daft bastard who didn't want to get on with anyone on bus.
I love that.
So she jumped off, she's trying to have her fish and chips, and someone grabbed her from behind and tried to grab her crack pipe.
That's lovely. Can you?
So that's romantic. The Queen when she goes to Manchester saying how I love being in the provinces.
I had a wonderful idea now. So what? The first thing we're going to try now is you're going to speak in Manchester. I'm going to turn you off and on.
Right.
So it's a new thing for this radio show.
Radio show?
Yeah. Hannes and I will talk, and then you just continue, and I'll put you on and off Manchester accent.
Right.
Okay. Rambling like you did now.
Okay.
Okay, so stand by, Mark. And Hannes, goeiemôre, lekker om vir jou te sien.
Ja, Cassie, dit is heerlik, is 'n pragtige dag daar buite, like 'n somersdag.
Ag, Here man, ek sweet sommer tussen die liestes, heerlik.
Ja. En mens moet
Sometimes you don't know whether the sun's going to come up or go down, which is why a lot of us go overseas on holiday to countries where they say you shouldn't go there because it's very dangerous.
Hoor jy ook iets?
Ek hoor so effens
down at the park, the dogs don't
eat. Ek het gewonder of dalk die donder weer is wat weer opsteek.
Heroin needles.
I love
roundabouts. Oh, and then you don't know whether it's nighttime and it's the moon that's out there, it's the sun. They say, no, it's the sun because all the smog has started coming back now. But when we went to the south of South Africa, which is in South Africa at the bottom, I think they call it.
So, onthou jou sonroompie.
Ja, dit is baie belangrik. Want die reises moet sterker deur die wolke.
Wales, but they're very different from Wales you see in the Mediterranean because I think boats going around the countries of the world as they do have got rid of a lot of the whales. So they hit them and then they end up on the beach.
I think
and then
we
they
lost
can't go down to the
last listener.
Right. Have they gone?
But that was fantastic.
So we can go and find the Guptas now. 200,000 rand.
Let's go.
Let's go. The Gupta hunt.
Yeah.
Hey, wouldn't that be great as a great television program? I mean, they must be seen. They must have been seen.
And then once again, when we stop at Urluisi, we can.
And it's Friday's Briani Day, so there'll be wherever there's big sales of boiled eggs going on and Briani sales. That would be a sort of Gupta area to look for.
Yeah.
You have just sent us a WhatsApp, Mark.
Because. I have.
You?
From me.
You said you will be on the show now. That's amazing. How did you do that? How did you do that?
Here's my phone that I
have. No, yes. That is a 3.99 special.
$2.49.
That is ridiculous.
$2.49. It's from the C.S. Reinecke collection.
I see. My God, aren't you very phonish?
No, I'm not a phone person. I hate it. Hate it. Always have done.
Well, for some reason, you've sent it with your poopal or something.
Even when we had a landline phone in the house, which I still have. I've got a landline phone in the house. I still don't answer it when it rings. I don't know why.
So why do you have a landline phone?
I don't know. It's. I think it's a Joburg thing. It's like to have a house in Plettenberg Bay.
But you don't go
and
there.
And not go to it.
Yeah.
Or having a sports car you never drive. Yeah, we had that.
I don't have either.
But you are notoriously crazy, Mark.
No.
You are.
No, I'm not.
You are.
How they say that if someone denies being crazy, they are
fucking... In what way?
Well, in a nice way, in a genius way.
Right.
You know, some geniuses, mm-hmm. they are crazy.
Yes.
And some crazy people just should be locked up. But yes. some geniuses are free to walk because they're geniuses.
Well, it's
and that's where I'm going with you
oh
now.
Oh, my goodness. Into the genius stage.
Pool.
Even, pool. Genius pool.
The press release for Stark Raving Mark
There's
says,
a press release?
Come and be mesmerized by the remarkable, charismatic madness of Mark Banks.
There we go. So you see, that's... I don't know if one can say that about people. I think that's
did they
psychologically
make them
debilitating. That
Mark,
is,
was it with remarkable with high capital?
No, it wasn't.
They mustn't. Give
they
them
missed
a
an opportunity
tip.
There.
Give them a pit, I said. Give them a tip. They must... So you are. You here?
Yes. It's mostly... Well, I don't really like stand-up because people think that's jokes. And you... Like, I don't really tell jokes, do we? I mean, we... What is it that we do?
We share what we're thinking at that moment.
We share what we're thinking at that
we're
moment.
We're switching on our brains.
I think
for
so.
Them, at the loudspeaker for the brain. But in this show, are you going to tell something about Manchester and where you come from?
No, no.
You're not?
No.
Is this not going to be a Patrick Maynard boy from Batu?
No. Oh, no, none of that. Because when I was arrested, when I was at the robots, when I was at the robots last night, I was just thinking to myself, why don't we have more sushi chefs that are South African in South Africa with all the knives and the violence, the use of knives?
Yeah.
Everyone is murdered or
and
stabbed.
And knife slicing, you know. Yeah.
Thousands of people every week are murdered by varying murder. And assault with knives
and precision with
precision
as well.
Absolute precision. They can get through the medulla oblongata of the center panel of the medulla oblongata without even severing a brain vein.
Mm.
Now, why can't we get more people doing that on fish?
Yeah,
as sushi chefs and making sushi.
Yes,
I agree.
It's a way to keep the kids off the streets.
Yeah, well, to keep them off the street. And the only person who knows the answer to that, and I got a fax from them, says they live in Fochval, and I don't know where that is.
Oh, I tell you.
It's close to Western Oria and Coltonville. It's
Now you understand, eh?
Mm. Right.
Most beautiful part of this country.
Is it?
Undoubtedly. You should go for a weekend, or you might end up staying.
I think
forever.
We went to play the Coltonville Casino one night, and while we were there, they were closing down the theater that we were in.
Okay,
they were actually
while
taking,
you were there.
While we were on stage, yes. They were taking
because someone
stuff.
Won the jackpot.
No, they wanted that place out of the casino, so they were taking it. I think myself, Martin Jonas, and I think the dog that used to be in all the Trompy movies.
And Busman. I don't know if you're
Trompy's dog. Trompy's dog.
He was there.
What was Trompy's dog's name?
Busman.
Busman. Was it Busman?
Busman.
You see, you couldn't do that now, could you?
No, he's Khoisan now.
He's Khoisan. No, the dog is probably called...
Yeah. Did you hear, or was it only I, that I called Palesa a while back?
Yes.
She's obviously not listening to me.
There we go. Is Gareth Cliff?
There's Gareth.
There is Gareth Cliff.
People... We've just spotted
Gareth Cliff.
If you want to put your GPS, he's on 055-9909 centigrade to the max of 4. You see? And that is not really him.
Is it Gareth Cliff? It is Gareth Cliff.
That's not.
And who are all those?
That is the stand-in.
Right. And all that those Indian takeaways he's got? I wonder who he's just come from.
I don't know.
Right. Good.
Palesa, you know, I'm trying to get to source here or gain, but you see, I press and I go, so. Oh, I must press that.
Yeah.
Palesa, can I tell you something? Mm. I'm a puss. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
That's for the Carltonville listenership. Isn't that the Carltonville light? Look, people in Carltonville are listening.
Yeah.
And
I
there's
just pressed
one.
The wrong button because.
On the
Fochville. Look, the Fochville light has come on.
It's come in. Come in. They're listening.
They've got only one Wi-Fi router in the whole of.
Well, it's on. They're listening. On.
They are listening.
They are listening. Oh,
so now that I have this. Sorry, Johannes, you go on.
Well, I wanted to say, ons het 'n boodskap gekry.
Prys hom.
Ja, ek lag lekker vir julle. Ek is by die gym.
Ah.
En mense ding, ek is mal. So lag ek vir julle.
Ja.
Groete, Rian.
Ah, Rian Kruiwagen. That's nice. So he is still at the gym.
Yeah. There we go. Rian Kruiwagen. No, he's not. He takes the wig there. He takes the wig.
He takes the weekend off, actually.
He takes the... The wig does impressions. In fact, he's getting in trim because they're going to use his hairdo for a campaign that they have coming out next month. It's him in a big round circle with a red line through it.
No.
Yeah, and it says, "Say no to rugs."
Ah.
And that's for worldwide.
The war on rugs.
The war
on
rugs. The war on rugs.
The war on rugs. I love it.
Yeah, and he keeps it on all the time because apparently when he takes it off at home, apparently the Maltese tries to hump it.
But you know he's listening because he WhatsApp us.
Yeah.
So you can hear you now. Rian, don't. This Mark's making funny. He's actually, he loves you. You're a genius.
Yep.
Rian, and please come see Mark. What's his show's name?
Stark Raving Mark.
Stark Raving Mark.
Mark. Yeah. At Stark the Monte Cassino.
Monte Casino.
From
Peter Turin's Monte Cassino studio.
Yeah, we have to say the whole line.
Yes.
And it's from the end of February, and we will see how tickets sales go. You can actually go on until 2021 if people want to come.
You're going to be working hard because it's Wednesdays to Fridays at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 4 p.m. and 8 p.m.
Oh, my
and
God.
And Sundays at 3 p.m.
Oh, no. Not doing. Yes. Sunday at 3.
Yes.
Oh.
It's here. It's
3 o'clock on a Sunday. That's like a gangbang on a Monday morning at 10 to 7.
You have to do something with that audience.
Very, very nice audience. It. The Sunday audience. You played there, didn't you?
Yeah, but they came from her houses, homes.
Homes.
Sundays, yeah.
Oh.
Like special people. Like,
yes,
they made things with their hands that I didn't quite understand.
Yeah, and no, that's the people outside selling those bubble machines outside Monte Cassino. They have a gun and they pull it, and there's like lots of bubbles come out of the.
That's why they didn't.
A lot of those people are from the Congo. Do you know that? And that's what they were doing in the Congo when they were there, had machine guns firing.
But because my Umkali Mari just didn't work with him, and I now know why. I now know why.
Why? Did you do calamari?
Someone who says, "Hi, Casper and Key. Ek het 'n Gupta by John Dory's and Mitchell's plane gesien."
Wow! Breaking news alert!
John Dory's Mitchell's plane.
Everyone, John Dory Mitchell's plane. There's
it
a Gupta.
It makes sense because everybody loves John Dory's.
So yep, and it's on the way to the airport.
We got a story.
So I wouldn't be going on the N2 to the airport, and I wouldn't be going on the N1 Viscus run, so I'd go around the Mitchell's Plain, Baden-Powell Drive, around Strandfontein, up through Makassar, and they'd be getting a bit of hunger, because it's Friday. They normally have, it's Briani Day today.
Is it?
Yes, Briani Day today.
Well, is there tradition. People, if you see him... Can you John arrest Dory's him on our behalf?
Yeah, because
Mitchell's
we
plane.
Arrest you on behalf of the Casper Radio Show off Cliff Central. Please come with us, Mr. Goop.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then JDMP is the Johannesburg Department of Military Police. John Dory's Mitchell's plane.
You're right. You're very clever.
MP.
You see that?
So they could be wearing Johannesburg Department Military Police T-shirts.
You're clever that way.
And it's actually John Dory's Mitchell's plane.
Yes.
So staff of John Dory's Mitchell's plane could be arrested by people thinking they're
being compliant.
They're being compliant. John Dory's Mitchell's plane.
And so you can go, Wasabi. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, well, in our spirit of the new South Africa, we got another song here that I want to play to a beautiful ex-president. It's called... I don't know if you know this one. It's a cover.
Yeah.
Do you know it?
It sounds familiar for a moment there, but I...
This is Petula Clark's Nervous Breakdown.
No, it's Bye Bye Bye.
Bye.
What the fuck is going on?
This is a mashup.
Oh. In case you didn't know, our...
Oh, I think I heard Queen there. Is the Queen in
there? Guest is Mark Bank. No, that's our thing going extra special. You see, you gave it away a bit.
Are we on air?
Yes, we are. The red light is on.
When does it go out?
It's live.
It's going out now.
We are live. So people can listen to it on podcast as well.
On air?
So what I did was... So don't say Queen now. Don't say Queen.
Right.
I said... Very, very professional. Our
extra special
guest is Mark Banks.
At Tom Dory's Mitchell's Plain, you can win 200,000 rand if you can scoop a Gupta.
See the Guptas now at John Dory and bring them here.
One Gupta was heard to say to the other, in the fish restaurant, there's a place for us.
For us. When you take him, just tell the lady at the till it's a takeaway. So this was NSYNC, remember, years ago? NSYNC?
Yes.
But this is not NSYNC. This is... This is...
It's terrible, whatever it is.
Oh, no, don't be.
No, it's terrible. I can't hear what they're singing.
They say bye, 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 and that's all we need to know.
Is that it?
Mm. Yeah. Terrible. It was a Zuma joke reference.
It's a Zuma joke
reference. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye, bye. And but it's Our Last Night is the group's name.
Oh, my goodness.
Right, yeah. If it was Our First Night... Yeah, but
Robert
Mark
Fridgen once did a show called Sold Out, and nobody went. You see?
Was it S-O-U-L-E-D?
No, S-O-L-E-D, Sold.
Sold Out could be nice for an atheist.
Yes.
Yeah, my show's
Sold Out.
But he was not sold out.
No, he wasn't sold out. Nobody went. Not anyone.
Yeah.
Because it was sold out.
It's a risky title.
But his next title was not sold out.
Yeah. How did that one do?
All right, he did very, very well. He did a fantastic show. It was the Sherlock Holmes and the Missing Jewels of the Queen Victoria's Secret Guards of the Tower of London such ghosts.
Yeah.
And it ran forever and ever.
Ever.
Yeah.
Ever, ever, ever. I see West Side Story's coming back. I see all the oldies are coming back.
I'm tired now of West Side Story. Is it coming back again?
I've never seen it. In my entire life. Not even the film.
Oh, my God, you're missing out.
I lie all the time about things that I have seen. When everyone goes, West Side Story, I'm always, I've never seen Superman. I've never seen Saturday Night Fever.
Oh, you should be ashamed of
Gone
yourself.
Gone with the Wind.
What?
I've never seen Jaws. The film. I don't know. In fact, all the big, big things that people are supposed to have done, I've never done. I say I have.
Yeah. Have you seen Star Wars?
No, not one. Not one of them.
Not one of the... Eight now in existence.
No, I was once attacked with with Darth Vader's that spaceship that he flies in. No,
the Death Star.
The Death Star.
That's Jaws.
Was that in Jaws?
That's in Jaws. Were you?
Oh, then it may have been hit with a fishing oar that came from the Jaws auction that Robert Shaw used to own.
Yes,
because I collect Jaws memorabilia. But
I thought it was Shaw memorabilia. No, Jaws.
But I've never seen it.
If you were to recall, because it's part of an insert we have here on the show, but
yes.
If you were to cast your mind back, what would be the song, the musical number, not necessarily from a musical, but that great hit from yesteryear as a young person first made you identify
little Mark
with
Banksy
music?
Yeah. In Manchester walking, mama, mama.
It'd probably have to be Mary Poppins' Feed the Birds.
Now you're touching my heart.
Yeah. Feed the birds, tuppence a bag, tuppence a bag. And then I get that, turn that bloody music down and stop listening to that shit.
And it's so beautiful. Yeah.
Go out and pick up rubbish.
I want to cry when I hear Feed the Birds.
Yeah, it is very, very, very sad song, very touching song. And I think maybe when I started disco dancing, I did. Just a little
the birds.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, yeah, they come.
Oh, this is the London Philharmonic, yes. This is a big one.
Here it comes.
Feed the birds. Tuppence.
That's my fair lady, I think.
Yes.
Tuppence a bag. Feed the birds.
This is an appeal for anyone who's seen the Guptas. Please phone Cliff Central on 079 748
20 90. You pay 200,000 rand for a bag of Guptas if you phone now.
We call that a tuppence.
Hey, isn't this lovely? Wait, wait, and you just press the button. And the Fochville people have stopped listening. That light went off. And now I see those
just
other lights.
For them.
Okay, but you were going to disco, and I'm also going to be
When I went into disco was, which just suddenly, I didn't know what it was all about, and it just suddenly, it opened one Friday night, and I think about 1978, 79, and that was Saturday Night Fever.
Oh, you know about that?
Oh, my goodness, I've never danced so much in my life. Ever.
Really?
Never, ever,
and
ever.
And what was your favorite song from that
You movie? Can dance. And
you can say. Staying Alive.
Yeah, Staying Alive.
Bee Gees.
The Bee Gees sisters.
Didn't quite remember the words, but
I can't remember the words of any song.
You can dance when you're
Staying Alive. This is it, yes. Oh my goodness. And there's like
Check out on the bull. Yes, it's DJ Cassie vandaag.
Yeah, that's when they were bitten in the balls.
Yeah.
And then that's quite a jump from Feed the Birds.
Well, I would do that. I would intermingle Feed the Birds
with Staying Alive.
With Staying Alive.
Very clever.
And then go into There's a Place for Us from West Side Story.
That's why you're
and
a genius.
And then end with the Jaws theme tune.
And people run.
And then the gunshots. And then going into The Godfather.
And then Staying Alive. Yeah. Because that's what we want to do. So stay alive.
Stay alive. And the theme from The Godfather.
Speak softly, love, because a gun is in your muff.
And then back into Saturday Night Fever, and then into Feed the Birds as a medley.
We've just come full circle, because in The Godfather there's a line, Luca Brasi sleeps with the fishes tonight. And seeing as the Guptas are in the John Dory's in Mitchell's Plain, if they stay over they'll be sleeping with the fishes tonight.
Fantastic. And then the whole thing ends with a breach with Sonia going down the lift shaft.
You're listening to CSI Cliff Central, where we solve your problems for us.
I wonder where they are really, the Guptas, right now. Because 1 week ago, funny enough, I went to Johannesburg Zoo. I saw this very, very strange animal. And sometimes you look into a cage and you don't quite know what the animal is. Is that a bird or is it a... It was very, very strange. It was short, fat and squat, and you couldn't quite see whether it was a lips or a brow, or whether it was and sort of like hanging jowls. And
did it throw you with its own shit?
No. The zookeeper
threw you.
No, it was in the zoo, not Krista. The zookeeper the zookeeper said, sorry, don't come away from that enclosure. That is not part of the zoo. You're actually looking into the back bedroom of the Gupta parents. That's the Gupta parents' bedroom. I think it was the granny who was getting changed, because it was quite early Sunday morning. And she was trying to put on her gusset. Her gusset, those step-ins.
What is a gusset?
Those elastic step-ins.
Oh,
that they
yes.
Wear.
Yeah.
And she missed her foot and actually shot herself through the wind, straight through.
Oh, my God.
Through the burglar bars and maximum security fencing that the Bulgarian made.
We just got a tip here from a listener.
Yes. Someone said, die ander Gupta kruipen Alicia se hankas weg.
Alicia.
Alicia. Remember Alicia? She was here. You two got on.
Yes.
You were reading. What's that cunt? What's that? Afrikaanse kaal ding?
Loslife.
Loslife. I love Loslife.
Yeah. Remember you were reading.
Yes.
And he's saying that Gupta is staying in Alicia's hunkas.
Right. That's a good place to look, because you wouldn't look there, would you?
No, I would. I wouldn't look there.
No.
Oh, now here comes a little moral conundrum.
Yeah?
What would you do if you find the Gupta's brothers, Gupta brother, and he offers you 400,000 to walk away?
I would take it.
So you could get 2,000 rand reward and have the sense of a moral victory, or 400,000 rand and walk away.
And have enough money ever to buy another one.
Very good tip here. When you see them, when you corner them, ask for the most money possible.
Yeah.
And then let them go. But yeah, he must sign. He must EFT it. You must see it on your phone coming in. Bing, right. Bing. It's gone in. Okay, bye.
Yeah.
Very clever.
How would one catch one?
What if they're at a different bank and then there's a clearance period of time?
Oh, fuck yeah.
How do you? But how would you? How do you capture someone? If you, I mean, they would know about capture. But how do you? How do you? How do you catch someone? How do you capture someone who is captured?
Estate.
How? I mean, do you? What do you do? Duct tape them to the chair?
You can, because you got the duct tape.
I got
here,
duct tape,
which you sexually molested.
I just strapped her to the chair because I want to know where Gareth Cliff.
Where
was.
Is Jane? She disappeared.
You see, if you've got the tape, especially in a family restaurant, if you just suddenly sort of.
Yes.
There we go. Like
50 Shades. Oh my God.
Or if they're under a mosquito net, it's always very handy. You just tear the mosquito net up. You shred the mosquito net.
Okay, stand by.
Put it back on the ceiling fan.
I'm going to do another one, and when I show you go.
Okay.
Hi, love. I've got a disposable cock.
There we go.
You do one on this.
Yeah.
You do one.
And I can't think. This is my. If I were a Chippendale, when I take off my pants, it would sound like this. You know that those Velcro pants that the Chippendales wear.
Yeah, and I know. I love.
Yeah, no,
I'm
laughing. Well.
I'm laughing.
And I use them all the time.
I just thought of something. I have a theory. I don't think that Sonia Harrell fell down the elevator shaft.
What happened?
Says geskip skop.
Oh my giddy, giddy aunt. While we were sitting here slaving over these hot microphones, Casper, little Hannes, which he thought was playing with plasticine in the corner, was actually thinking up.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
The Sonia Herold
humor.
Humor. Segway, yeah. Get out, skip scoop.
She was skip scooped down the shaft.
Skip scooped down.
Very well. Well, that's 1 point to Hannes.
Down the shaft. Yeah. Actually not. What they did was they cut out a piece of the Pionier painting that was on the 24th floor to use as a sort of a mock hammock so they could get her into the shaft and then they could just pull out from under her to release her down humanely, because you actually can't throw someone down a lift shaft because then they hit the other wall, so then they just bounce down.
But
you've got to fall clearly down.
Mark, you've got to now make a Sonia Harrold reference in your joke.
Yes.
Because he says skip skop. So jy moet nou waterblommetjies of tandmossie se sakkie, something with your penis. Otherwise, he still wins in terms of the reference.
Right. The English version of the song was Miss Otis.
Regrets
the lift shaft today.
Yes.
Miss Otis regrets the lift vandaag.
If Sonia even started a newspaper, would she call it the Sonia Herald?
He's on fire. Ladies and gentlemen, Anna's Brummer on fire. Yeah.
Also available for weddings, funerals, bar mitzvahs, and child's births. Yeah. Belmo and Crayo Johannes.
Hannes maak humor met Afrikaans.
Skakel 079-748-20. Ja, die laaste twee nommers gaan ons nie vir julle gee.
Nee, julle moet hom raai deur in te bel. SMS het teen R5.80 a minuut. And you know what? The last words that Gupta said to his lover? It's a reference to you, Mark. You mentioned it.
Speak softly, love.
This is Andy Williams.
Yeah, but he's very. You can hear it softly.
Speak softly, love. The tender, trembling moment stars.
Yes.
We're in a world.
Yeah.
Our very own.
This was done in the Arctic. He was when he was an international Olympic ice skater, Andy Williams. He represented.
Very cold.
He represented Kazakhstan for 7 years, which a lot of people don't know.
No. Mm-hmm.
When he was Andrinos Baldriuzov, before he was brought out by a nuclear power plant that didn't work, which was driven by Dutch windmills. It was a solar, wind powered nuclear plant, which they could only use at the Arctic. It was the only country in the world that would release this version of Andy.
I think he's gone. I think he's actually snapped now.
Yes. Yeah.
Look at him.
For Saskatchewan.
Yeah. Look there, he's just talking.
Yeah.
So when
his
is his
eyes
show
are glazed
on?
Over.
He is.
Yeah, it's from the 28th of February to the 1st of April at the Peter Turin Monte Studio Theatre.
Okay, from 28th. Stark Raving Mad.
Stark Raving Mark. Yes.
And came back to Hermanus, of all places, for the. And then had to have psychiatric help because he believed he was being stalked by whales in his City Lodge hotel room where he was staying. And the National Sea Rescue Institute actually looked through the peephole of the window, and there was a whale outside, believe it or not, outside the door in the passageway of the hotel.
So that was Mark Banks. We'll carry him out softly. Speak softly.
Yes.
But I want to know, what do you think Mark thinks about the world as a whole?
I'd be curious. I'm going to ask him, but I'm not sure whether we're going to get a coherent answer.
We will.
Yeah, he's taped himself up now. Very insightful.
I can't fucking stop myself.
So if that is his... If he thinks of that, the world as a whole, what if does he think of the world as a square then?
Yes.
of February, there's a show called Stark Raving Mad. He's Stark Raving Mad, and he will be there. But he's not. Look, he's mad. He's packing up in his fuck off thing.
Yeah.
Mark,
he's
where
got
are you
his
going?
Glasses.
I'm still talking
and
to you.
Oh, are we still on?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry. Oh.
Will you take a picture of that moustache? It's so funny.
I thought that was it.
No, Mark, I still wanted to
sorry, I thought we'd gone off air because the lights are off.
Oh, it's off you.
Gareth Cliff's sitting outside in the car park eating Kentucky.
But he switched the off button.
Yeah.
But Mark, now that we're off air, I just wanted to say
thank you very much.
No, I wanted to say
my guest today on the program is Casper de Vries.
Mark, really. Mark,
veteran,
I wanna
aren't you my guest on is this your show?
Mark,
I'm on
Mark.
Yeah. Sorry.
Can I
yes.
I wanna thank you.
I want to thank you.
For phoning me before my one man show and ask if you could help me with anything. That was so sweet.
Did I?
Yes.
Yes, I did.
And I said, yeah, please. And you did a sketch with me that we did in showed in the show. So that is why I didn't call you, because I hoped that you didn't want me to do something with you.
I see.
But
so it's just you?
Yeah. Because right. I thought you were very sweet.
Yes.
And I will never forget that.
Thank you. Oh, yes, thank you. We had great fun doing that. English say Krugersdorp, but I've learned in Afrikaans it's Kriersdorp.
Yeah.
It's Kriersdorp.
Kriersdorp.
Now, Kruger is something else.
Krugersdorp is another place. Kriersdorp. Krier.
The other way of pronouncing it in Afrikaans is net die hel.
Is it?
Yeah. Kriersdorp of die hel.
Oh, because there is a place called die hel.
Yeah, in Cape Town.
Yes, off Swartberg Park.
That's why they call it Krugersdorp, to avoid confusion.
Hot air ballooned to it the other day, funny enough, to Die Hel. We had to deliver some donkeys.
Oh.
For who?
For a new missionary station that's sent up through her atheists.
Atheist missionaries. That's nice.
They travel the word and
yes,
convey.
It's never been done before.
May nothing bless
the
them.
Word.
Nothing. That's the message. Just fuck off. Just leave us alone. Right. We don't want any. Complete atheist missionaries. And they go out and tell people nothing.
No.
Yeah.
Which
just
quite,
look at them, really. Just stare
it
at
is.
Them.
But it is, if you can, you can see in the position of the missionaries.
It's absolutely incredible. And the donkeys love it because they don't have to go anywhere.
Yeah.
No.
And they don't get beaten with palm branches on Sundays of the year. And the donkeys love it. They're very, very happy.
Yeah.
The only thing is refueling the hot air balloons once you get to Die Hel because you can't get gas there.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you have to burn old vintage sash windows from Karoo local houses that have still got the lead in
it's not many left.
There's not many left. So you've got to be careful
to people who just tuned in. If you don't understand what Mark Banks is saying, is 28th of February he's at the Monte Cassino studio with Stark Raving Mark. It's a
new show
where he will be
dancing, singing, performing a variety of new ice skating styles,
without
some of the Russian
wigs.
With a lot of wigs.
He's not going to do
a lot of wigs.
No, he's apparently not doing wigs.
A lot of wigs, a lot of costumes.
Not doing
wigs. Am I not doing costumes?
No.
No, no, no costumes, no wigs.
No wigs.
We've got curtains. Peter Turin put the curtains back.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Not in the theatre, in his office. So he doesn't have to see me changing from where he sits, because that's not a pretty sight.
Okay.
That's a scary sight.
Well, I wish you all the best.
Thank you very, very much.
Luck in the world.
When is
this
going out?
It's going out.
At present.
It's going out
before the show opens.
An hour ago. And then, oh yes, Jane.
So we've been out already.
Hi, Jane, where were you?
Oh,
I was
Jane.
Looking for you.
We've had a Gupta sighting at John Dory's in Mitchell's Plain.
You know what, Casper? You said I have to go to look for Duduzani and the Guptas. So
did you find them?
Did you?
No, I haven't.
I want to ask you if you can accompany Mark Banks off the premises, please.
Right. Are we doing the interview?
Why should I do that?
Are we doing the interview now?
Yeah.
About the show.
Just say yes.
Yes.
Thanks, that's fantastic, because I brought some records.
Lekker.
Yes, and I hope you'll be able to play things from Betamax tapes.
I'm here to take you pictures.
We have. I've got actually a Betamax in my anus.
Right.
A machine.
Yes.
Wedged there. So you can look through my ass.
Oh. Your eyes or your ass?
That was the joke.
Oh,
is that Betamax?
Yeah.
Betamax.
Okay.
So Jane,
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming
so
back.
So when you start the show, you'll say, and the guest on the program today is Mark Banks, and then I'll say, thank you.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And you then Jane, will you take a picture of me and Mark?
Yes.
And maybe with Hannes as well then?
Yes.
And that lovely show opening music. I like that.
I got it here. Your show opening.
No, your show.
No, yours. I've got yours. Ah, beautiful.
That's Sympathy for the Devil.
Nice, Mark.
This is lovely. Nice mirror ball feel.
So, Mark.
So smoke cigarettes and go round the world. Do the hula hula from Monte Video to the snow state. Yep, this is lovely.
On oublie un peu facilement d'où l'on vient, d'où l'on part. Ça nous arrange de perdre de temps en temps la mémoire. Quand il y a danger, on regarde son voisin. C'est bizarre. Sans voir qu'on l'a peut-être laissé trop longtemps à l'écart. Y a-t-il un cœur qui s'élève pour que tout le monde soit d'accord? Un cœur qui prenne la relève, quelqu'un qui vienne en renfort. C'est ma terre où je m'assois, ma rivière, l'eau que je bois. Qu'on n'y touche pas, c'est mes frères autour de moi. Qu'on n'y touche pas. On alimente nos peurs qu'en détournant nos regards de nos belles valeurs qui ne seraient pourtant qu'un devoir. Et si l'on apprenait à se prendre la main, à se voir autrement que des inconnus qui ne font rien des histoires. Y a-t-il un cœur qui s'élève pour que tout le monde soit d'accord? Un cœur qui prenne la relève, quelqu'un qui vienne en renfort. C'est ma terre où je m'assois, ma rivière, l'eau que je bois. Qu'on n'y touche pas, c'est mes frères autour de moi. Où je m'assois, ma rivière, l'eau que je bois. C'est mes frères autour de moi, mes repères. Alors,
that's quite an interesting song, eh? I found it by chance. And it's French, but it sounds African. I don't know what the hell. But I've got another song here. I'm going to play it now. I'm going to play this now for a special lady that's here. This song was one of my favorites ever in my life. It's called Neo. And it is like
mystic. Yeah, they. You are floating in the air. And then she says, Neo, Neo. Because why is she saying Neo? Because that's one of our guests today. We got the color purple. I wish I could have the whole cast here. I loved that show so much. But we got Harpo, we got Celie, and we got Sophia here. And Neo plays Sophia. And if this woman is not going to say Neo now, I'm going to fucking vomit. There it goes. Oh, 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 yeah. Neo. Come on. And we have been joined by none other than Betty Bangladesh Bernard Buys Kombuis. Hoe gaan dit?
Kombuis, die naam raak nou net langer en langer.
Ja, maar ek het gegrappie, Kombuis, Afrikaans ja. Kitchen, Buys.
Nee, ek het om heel my skoolloopbaan gehad. So.
Okay, oh, is het?
Ja, nee, jy is die eerste nie.
I'm so sorry.
Ja. Kombuis, tannepaste, Buys, dis alles...
Oor die Buys, ja.
Die Buys is oor ons ingedruk.
Well, you see, Hannes left... Now you came in,
yes.
So I want to welcome you.
Oh, bye, donkey.
Okay. And you got some news for us.
Yes.
But you also saw the color purple.
Yes.
So let us welcome our cast members of the color purple. Playing Sophie is Neo. Hello.
Hey.
Ooh, nice to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Playing Celie.
What a guan, it's Didintle Kuno.
You see, it's difficult for me. I'm an old Afrikaans uncle.
Guy. But you have to learn.
I have to.
You have
I
to.
I wasn't sure. Didili. Is it Didi?
Didi for short or Didintle?
Can I call you Didi, please?
Just Didi. Didi's fine.
Yay!
Yay!
And now we've got a Harpo who is the husband
yeah.
of Sophie. Yeah. And that is Yamikani.
Yes.
Am I saying it the right way?
You're actually saying my name perfectly.
Ay, ay. Yes.
But you can call me Yummy, as everybody does.
Because he is Yummy.
That's right.
Neo, we got Didi, we got Yummy. Mm. People, you were fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Gratitude. Thanks for coming yeah. and yeah. supporting us.
It's coming. A good, good show. Yes. As we know, it's yes. well written.
Mm.
It's got beautiful music, which we'll play bits of.
Yes.
But I was taken aback how good you people were.
Thank you oh, very thanks. Much.
Were people not expecting us to be
no.
good?
You know
I'm just yeah. like everybody's saying, like, you guys were phenomenal. We weren't like, oh my God,
we're in awe.
Exactly, like we're shocked. Like, okay.
Because you were playing
yeah.
people from America.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Singing their kind of music and making it so real.
And authentic. Mm. And also we're young.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, we all very I think we're all the same age actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Roundabout. Yeah. Roundabout.
Yeah. So it's fresh, new, young talent.
Yeah.
It was amazing. And I really would tell people go. I will tell you that as a small little boy, I watched a pirate copy of The Color Purple because it wasn't released here.
Yes.
Okay. Mm.
And I cried so much in that movie. I watched it over and over through all the fuzziness of the VHS. And then, of course, I didn't know about the book, so I read the book and I went to see the play on Broadway and I thought, oh,
what? My. You actually got to see the play?
The first run. And I thought, oh my God, now these other Arme people in South Africa, they have got
they've got a lot to live up to.
Yeah.
Hey.
So I was sitting like that. Oh my God. It was fantastic.
Thank you.
I'm relieved, Shen.
I sat there during the production. I'm like, where has effing people been?
Yes. I mean,
where are they
where
from?
Have you been? Mm. Where are you from? Where? What did you do
we
before
ride
this?
We ride here. You know what I mean?
I think it's the right time for us now, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, hopefully we'll see you in more and more and more
productions. Oh, you're so talented.
Definitely.
In fact, I met Yummy in Wits, and Neo and I are from the same hometown. We went to the same high school.
Yeah.
Wow. So it's just, I feel like it was
it's
the
a proper family. Even Lerato Mvelase, who plays our Shug Avery, we went to Sacred Heart College together. What? Well, not together. And we're also a Vince. Yes, you know what I mean? So yes. I think it's we're so intertwined, interwoven. It was all meant to be.
It was meant to be.
Definitely.
But why don't you take this to Cape Town and Durban and Port Elizabeth?
Ask Cape Town to come and take us, bring us down.
Yes. You have to go.
Talk to the few guys. Talk to the
very
help.
Well in Cape
It's not
Town,
a Johannesburg-based play. This is for not only South Africa, but international. You can go tour.
Yes, definitely. That's what I'm praying for.
Definitely.
I saw the lyricist and
tell us what happened.
No, they came to us yesterday.
Yes, they came yesterday.
The writers,
the lyricists, the composers, the music producers
from America. Yes.
From America.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. And today we're having like a meet and greet. So
tonight.
Before the show.
Did they already see it?
Yes.
They're watching again today.
Did they like it?
So if you screwed up last night,
well, I spoke to Rowan, the music director, he said that they loved it.
I spoke to our producer and he said that it's the best Color Purple version they've seen.
I hope
you know what I mean.
Hey, here's hoping Americans say that, then there's nothing else to be said.
Here's hoping.
Now that is a big compliment,
right? Yeah, that is.
I'm just really happy that they felt as though we carried their work.
Yes.
It's their work.
Yes,
you know, with dignity and with integrity.
Oh, absolutely. And Seely, you got as Seely a lot to go through each night, each performance, eh?
Every night.
From the fear of being young and going to Mr. and then finding yourself emancipating yourself. Becoming proud. It's a whole journey every night.
It's a 40-year journey.
Yes.
And basically, Seely is constantly struggling with limited perceptions of herself and of the world.
Yes.
Which is why she has characters such as Sophia and such as Shug Avery and her sister Nettie that shift her perspective. Harpo. Even witnessing Yami playing Harpo helps Seely realize that, men also have to conform to performing a masculinity that hurts them as well as women.
Don't you as Seely, give him bad advice?
Yes.
She does.
She does.
Because
Seely conforms.
And then she understands
society,
that's wrong.
And then she realizes through Sophia standing up for herself.
Hell no.
Yes. And he learns from the bad advice that he shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Like he can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah, we all go in the audience. Don't say that. Don't tell him that. Also, what I love, I don't know why. Maybe I am African American. I don't know, but I love the language much. Seely here now, stuff like that. I love that. It's so like comfortable and makes me happy.
A lot of people said that. It was hard for them to tune into the language.
No, but I think maybe because I knew the story.
Perhaps. Yeah.
Maybe at the beginning, if I think back to the movie, maybe I also thought, what are they saying there? But now I love it.
Yeah.
Sophia home now.
Yes.
I loved it.
It's interesting. I mean, because I remember as the actors... I remember we struggled with... There were many moments where in the rehearsal process where we would paraphrase.
Yes.
Yeah.
The language was a little hard to learn.
Yeah.
Because it was not like,
it's
proper English. And so because you're educated or whatever and you went to school, you have the tendency to... What is it?
To say it.
To try
you sort of colloquialize it for yourself.
But then that's incorrect because, as Janice said, that you have to stick to the truth of the story.
Yes, that's the way they spoke.
Yeah, that's the way they spoke.
Yeah, and that makes it authentic and it makes your show so authentic, your interpretation. I don't know if you know this, but you might, but I did some research. Do you know that Alice Walker shot herself? Her brother shot her. In the eye.
Oh, no.
I did not know that.
That's Conrad. You know what? And then I understood the Seely thing she wrote because then she became very antisocial. because her eye was she became blind because her brother shot her with a BB gun. And she sort of took herself away from society. Oh. A bit like Seeley, saying, I'm ugly, or whatever, you know? Mm. Or being saying, Seeley's ugly. And then the other thing I read, which I didn't know, was after she wrote The Colour Purple, she had a long affair with Tracy Chapman, Alice Walker.
I did know that, actually.
Shug Avery thing, she sort of foreseed it.
No, but I mean, I think as a writer, you just don't come up with stuff. It comes from somewhere.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But then I thought, okay, but this one is in the 90s that she had the Tracy Chapman affair or whatever. But they were together for a while. And but she must have foreseen that then.
Mm.
Because it's in the 80s that she wrote Colour Purple.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Well, let's listen to Push the Button. Now, Shug Avery is a character that appears in The Colour Purple. Very important character. Helps Seeley. And he has Harpo, and he invites her to sing. Push the button.
Push the button.
Yeah.
Push the button.
Push the button.
Real slow. Keep on turning up the voltage till that man begin to glow like you're switching on a light bulb. Watch the juice begin to flow. Now that I got your attention, here's what your man needs to hear. You want your lady racing with you. You gotta get her in gear. Keep the key to rev her motor, find the spot she loves her best. If you don't know where it is, give her the stick. She'll do the rest.
Yeah. Bernard, wasn't that just lovely? Shug Avery, who did you know about this character?
Before the show?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
What did you think? Because when you meet her the first time, you are like, you don't like her because she is the lover of Mr.
Yeah.
And then she turns.
And also the way she enters is like, cool, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, like, what's wrong with us?
It's like, slap, slap. Yeah. But yeah, she grows on you, definitely.
Mm.
Definitely.
Stunning. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you said the name of the lady doing Shug Avery?
Lerato Mvelase.
Ah, okay.
Mm. Yes.
Beautiful.
Beautiful woman as well.
Mm. Yes. Mm. Oh, really. The mama of our show.
Hey! Yes, yes. Yes, definitely.
Now, you, Didi, you've done quite a lot of things already, as far as I could deduce from my information I received.
Yeah.
So what have you done up to now? You were so mature in your role and so fantastic. I didn't know if you felt after the show. I gave you a hug. It was like
yes.
a heartfelt, I love you.
Yes. Yeah. Remember? No, funny enough, I haven't done a lot of theatre stuff.
Really?
Yummy is quite a step.
Yummy, the theatre guy.
The theatre boy. Okay.
But more TV, film, short film stuff.
You?
Yeah.
What do you play on TV?
So the last project that I did was for a Soto drama where I played this very gentle but naughty adolescent who is like a young mother. And she also gets... hooked on substance abuse.
Oh.
And then eventually she grows to become a leader of her school. So, okay. Yeah, and we did 2 seasons of that. It's called Mamello, and it was playing on SABC2 and some short films here and there. But, yeah, Yummy. Yummy is the theatre
guru.
Guru.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Like what, Yummy? What have you done?
Well, last year I did the pantomime at Goldry City, actually. Steven said on Puss in Boots.
Yeah, then I saw you.
Yes, I played the king.
No, we missed Puss in Boots.
Did we see Puss in Boots?
It was such a great show.
But you were the donkey.
Yes.
I was the donkey, yes. Oh, years
as well.
Ago, yes.
Yeah, yeah,
in
yeah.
Robin Hood.
In I thought in Shrek.
I also was the donkey in Shrek as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, I play a lot of asses in shows.
That's how many shows you've done.
Yeah. And Mandela.
Yes, Mandela Trilogy, and I just did Rock of Ages last year.
And
please, I hope I can say it now.
Were you in Rock of Ages?
I was in Rock of
Ages. I
love
Rock of Ages. I came to see it twice.
Yeah. I was in the show. And we're doing Avenue Q.
Okay, with Kursi.
Yes.
Okay. Do you know that Kursi used to work for me?
No, I didn't.
No, you must tell him that I said that he used to work for me. And he better behave.
I'm going to remember this.
Are you going to be Avenue Q?
Yes.
I'm coming to see that.
Oh, that one's going to be a fun one. I still need to deal with the emotions of this one first.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a very weird and crazy jump. They're completely different shows.
Yeah.
But we're not talking about that right now. We're talking about The Color Purple.
Yes.
That's right. Because both you and Neo, but you actually pronounce your name differently.
Neo.
Ah, it's okay.
Yeah.
With Sheila, you all go through a whole process. It's a young little Harper there running around.
Yes.
And then he gets mature. And poor Sophia goes through hell in the prison. And when she comes out, you can hear the audience. Oh, they love Sophia.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, isn't that
lovely? I love Sophia. My gosh, hey. That woman is amazing.
She is. She is.
Yo, I love tuning into her personality when I get on stage.
Yeah.
It's like I'm living for the first time in my life.
Yeah.
And I think every woman should experience that at least once in a while, just to be strong and feel that. And I think if every woman could take that with them everywhere they go, shucks, man.
But that time was different for women.
It
was difficult.
It was.
Well, women who are as feisty as Sophia, that had a shit time.
I think it still is difficult for women even today.
Yes,
as
even
feisty
today,
as Sophia, actually, you know what I mean?
The show, I mean, it's such a, not a dated show, but I mean, the story is so old, but it's still so relevant.
It is.
In so many ways.
The topics are still fresh.
Yeah.
Yes.
In our society, definitely.
That is why that language, they must speak that language on stage, because that puts it into perspective and you go, oh, not a lot has changed, really.
Yes.
You know? But yeah, there are things that where you speak, Seeley, through your script. Didi, to the audience, for instance, where you sing your song and you say, I'm not going to give anything away when I say this, I am beautiful. So that is so emotional, because we've been sitting with that and we all go, yes,
yes, go, yes. Finally, yes. Now you get it.
Was so nice.
But it's true how people sometimes, well, for some people it takes a shorter time to realize their capacity and their power and their authentic voice. But for others, especially in a time such like then, it obviously probably took a whole lifetime. Some people find that unfortunate, but that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing about aging and growing into your own, right?
But that's what I loved about the show is every character, there's a deeper level of self-acceptance.
Yes.
And so wherever the audience member is with his own story and his own road, he can connect with someone in the show.
That's beautiful. Bernard! Everyone can connect with each and every single character. Like, even me as a, you know, a young black girl, I can connect with Mister. Because you know how masculinity just teaches, you know, men to not engage in self-love.
Yes.
Like, it's weird for men to have to love themselves. I don't know if you know,
not true.
If that's if that resonates with you, but I mean, it's
well, he had to be in the story. Mister had to be hit very hard, emotionally, sit down, take a double take, and realize that.
And there was a serious double take.
That was lovely. He did. He did do a wonderful deed.
I mean, it's so unfortunate that it had to get to that point where a woman had to swear at a man and be and be unforgiving like that for a man to wake up.
To wake up.
You understand what I mean? Yeah. I wish men didn't have to. It doesn't have to get to that point. No. You know, women are faced with a situation with a problem that is essentially the man's problem, but it's affecting the women.
Everyone.
Yeah, but it's not all men.
Okay, not all men.
Yeah, let me just. It's not all men, guys.
It's not all men. Yeah, I mean, Harpo, Shane.
Oh, oh,
thanks, wifey.
I want to tell you a story. Bernard, you don't have to listen because you're going to yawn now.
Okay.
No, no, listen, Bernard. We know, of course, Harpo is Oprah. Backwards.
Yes.
We know Harpo is a studios.
Yes.
In 1998, I was sitting in Harpo Studios with a live taping of Oprah Winfrey.
Sure.
And she knew she wasn't, she hasn't gone to South Africa yet, 1998.
Okay.
She knew there were people from South Africa. And she said, who's here from far away? And then the audience, but that's for the tape, before the taping, audience members raised their hands. I'm from Sweden. I'm from this. I'm from that. And she wasn't satisfied. I knew she was waiting because she knew there was someone from South Africa. And I was too shy to say a thing.
Why did you?
Well, no.
I know.
I have worked it out in my head. I wanted, you know what? They took away my cap, and that's my security blanket. So they said, no, you can't have a cap on in this show. And so I felt a bit, okay, if they're going to record me, she records everything, maybe someone will see this little strange head without hair. But I had my line ready for her, but I just didn't have the guts. I wanted to go, Oprah. I may be white, but I may be ugly, but I'm here. I'm here.
Yes!
I should have done it, eh?
Yes! Oh. Yes!
Can we go back in time?
Wow.
Wonderful song from The Color Purple also is with Seeley, sort of starts making pants.
Yes.
And what
that's
a
my favorite song.
Stunning
it's
song.
My favorite song.
Oh, I loved it. And it's so well done.
But I fixed it up. And now I'm making pants that anybody want them.
Now.
I changed the bump, I changed the print, I changed the waist, I changed the pocket. Only thing I can't do is quit making them. All I need is a needle and a spool of thread. Got about a million patterns in my head. All the ladies' legs are gonna love to dance when they're in Miss Seeley's pants.
Gabardine, velveteen, satin or lace. Buttons and bows all over the place.
Styles that'll make you feel like a queen.
That woman's a whiz with the sewing machine. Who that say, 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 what you say in Miss Seeley's pants.
You swept out the memories, filled this place with joy in this big old store. Got your sewing machine, mirrors shiny clean,
and a fitting room smell like sweet perfume.
That man might have done you wrong. But look, I said look, are you
you're looking. Look who's wearing the pants. No!
The Color Purple, isn't that beautiful? Where did you guys learn to sing?
Sure.
Did you have to go through, and do you still go through training? Or because it sounds powerful what you got there.
Well, when I was a baby, apparently my older sister used to like lullaby me to sleep, and then she would stop, and then I'd continue singing to myself to sleep.
Oh.
Isn't that story she tells me all the time? But actually, when I was in high school, I just left this high school we were in together.
Yeah.
St. Conrad's College.
Yes. Okay. And then I went to Klaxdorp Technical High School.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
And they had a music department there. So I did music with the Associated Board of the Royal Schools of Music. Ah. And I did, my instrument was voice. So I was classically trained from grade 10 to 12.
Wow.
And I got distinctions like...
You can hear on stage. It's amazing. It's a powerhouse. Mm. But Didi, you did it so... emotionally, but when you had to be strong, a powerhouse you were, but for the rest, your acting was so emotional. It made me feel I want to hug you. So how did you get to that point? Did you and Janice, did you have a conversation about what you are aiming for in this piece?
Yeah, no, definitely. The conversation with the director had to take place in how we were going to portray Seeley.
Yeah.
And the idea is that we wanted to have we wanted to make sure that I play Seeley with grace and with dignity and integrity. So no sass, no bitchiness, snapping of the fingers, because that's not who Seeley is. And I think it makes sense because, well, naturally my voice is quite sweet and tender. You know, it's more milky and it's more milk and honey, whereas with Neo, it's stronger and with rooted. So it kind of makes sense to portray Seeley in that manner, because then it also links with the texture of my voice. And
essentially, that's why you got cast as Seeley.
Yeah, I think because
also
of
because
the
she's
the
great. Yeah, but yes, the voice.
I know you got my bag, Yami. You know you got my bag. But for real, yeah. So that was the idea with Seeley, that we play her with integrity because she is the kind of character who, even though she goes through a lot of adversities and she's abused by many of the characters, she still has the power to say, "I forgive you." And that requires someone who, with a lot of inner strength, but her strength and her confidence is not like bam. It's a quiet confidence.
It's a humble.
It's a humble confidence that has to be nurtured throughout the.
But everybody has that inner powerhouse with them.
Yes,
you know
yes,
I mean?
No, definitely.
But as Seeley, you also have the powerhouse song, where you say,
"I'm here.
I'm here."
Yes,
that's fine. Yeah.
So that's also so so great because then you're not vulnerable.
Yeah,
like you are in the play. There you say, "I'm." On my, I understand my worth, and I'm here, and you just fuck off.
Yeah, no, definitely. But I never went through training. I
really,
yeah. I still see a singing coach.
Really,
Ziza Maftek.
Wow, so just all natural.
I guess so.
God given.
God given.
Something like that.
Did you go through training, Yams?
you know, I guess I'm kind of in the same boat as Didi. Huh? We both went to FITS. We both studied drama together.
Okay.
I was a year ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, just putting it out there. I was lucky enough that in my second year, I was doing A Midsummer Night's Dream, and I happened to just be like scatting randomly, and this girl heard me and introduced me to Gina Schmuckler.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I know that. Mm. Yeah.
And she basically, she used to run this extracurricular course every Saturday. So once a week, 20 of us would meet up, and she would basically just teach us the basics of musical theater. Mm. And I did that once a week, every Saturday for 3 years. And she sent me to my first audition ever. And from there, I got cast in the show that we toured in Germany. It was
so immediately.
Yeah, it was really you're lucky. Cool. Like, we just sort of went on this. I don't know. I've enjoyed the sort of the trajectory of how things have been happening in my career right now. So I guess I did have some training, and not musical theater training. I think we're all still learning with each and every show that we do.
Until you die.
Definitely. Yeah. Learning never stops.
But you got it. You all three, you got the natural talent.
Thank you.
What is so obvious when we see you on stage.
Thank you.
We have sometimes on the show, we have a little bit of gossip news.
Oh, let's do this.
Via Mr. BB.
Bernard.
Via Mr. Bernard. So let me play our little RuPaul inspired string. So that is gossip, and because he shaves people.
Is it?
I don't shave people.
You're a
hairstylist. I'm a hairstylist. Okay. I don't shave
people. There's a difference.
It's a big difference.
The image.
Sorry. But we thought, like, when people gossip, they gossip with their hairdressers.
Oh.
And so that is why we did call it Skier and Skinner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, when we just started, we had this a clipper sound that zzzz. And someone messaged on the WhatsApp line, it's like, what is there a vibrator in studio? So we took that out.
Clipper.
So now it's just gossip, no more skiering.
So what is happening in the world?
Not much, not much. But you mentioned RuPaul now.
Yeah.
There is a bit of gossip about her. Always
tell
about
me,
her.
Tell me.
Do you guys watch Grace and Frankie on Netflix?
No. Sure.
You have to.
Oh, yes?
It's amazing.
Okay.
It's about these two old ladies.
Yes.
And their husbands left them for each other.
Huh?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay, repeat
that
again.
With Jane Fonda?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I have watched. I love the show.
The two ladies' husbands left
they are an item
for
now.
Each other.
Okay. Okay.
They gave
so
okay.
The whole series is about them trying to cope with all of this.
Okay,
and but it's a beautiful story. But now for the it's renewed for a fifth season.
Really?
And RuPaul is going to have a regular guest appearance.
Ooh, as what?
In this season. Some friend of Frankie.
Oh, that's
so
fantastic.
Yeah, I think that's going to be. I think it's a new thing they're doing, because season 4 they had Lisa Kudrow as a regular guest.
I haven't seen that, you see.
So I think that's in a new, every season there's a celebrity guest.
In the season.
In the season. So I can't wait to see that.
Okay, that's a good one. I didn't know about it. Can I just, as you have now touched upon dearest RuPaul, can we just sissy that walk
please,
a little bit?
Please.
Oh, Ru. Sissy, that walk.
This is my favorite song of hers. Pick myself up. Don't forget
what. Don't forget what my mama said. People talking. I love it. Unless they're paying your bills,
pay the bitches of mine. Okay, let's
Maar ons moet die chorus hoor.
While we're there.
Yeah, might as well.
Now sissy that wild. especially that walk. Oh my.
Love, love, love. Ons moet meer van RuPaul speel op die show.
You can ask me anytime, I won't play.
Okay, maar nie
I will push the button.
Push the button. Goeie net daar. And then we have to mention our new president, Cyril Ramaphosa.
Yay!
And why I'm mentioning it is because our previous one wasn't very fond of the LGBT community.
He wasn't?
Not at all. He actually said in, I don't know if it was a conference or whatever, but he said, same-sex marriage is a disgrace to the nation and to God.
No,
when I was growing up, a gay man would not stand in front of me. I would knock him out.
What?
He actually said that.
That's what he said.
I remember he said that, yeah.
But
it actually makes sense why they banned that ngeba.
Yes.
The wound.
They've banned it everywhere now.
Yeah.
From all mainstream cinemas.
Really?
But Cyril is amazing.
Yes. What's the fuss about ngeba, guys? Can I ask?
Yeah, that we want to talk about
that. Yeah, yeah. I'm definitely going to talk about that, yeah.
Okay.
But that's why, I mean, Cyril should have became president a bit sooner, and then the wound would have been fine. Yeah. Sorry, I can't say the word. So I'm just saying the word.
I
can't.
But you know,
Cyril is all for. He's actually he's one of the key members in changing the constitution.
That's what I wanted to say.
Yeah.
He wrote it.
Yeah.
So it's amazing that he's president now because he wrote this wonderful constitution that we have, Phil.
Mm.
So yeah, no. Yeah, it's terrible. I mean, changing a gay love story, which the wound is, to X-18, which is a porn rating.
Guys, that is so harsh.
Very harsh.
And I mean, for those who have seen it, it's not that bad. It's not bad at
really?
All.
No, do you have
it
not
really
that,
isn't.
It's not that, what's the word, explicit.
Oh,
it isn't.
It's not more explicit than any other movie you have already seen.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
You know?
I mean, there are some problematic aspects in terms of, you know, how they speak towards, you know, women.
The culture.
Women.
Women, yeah. Okay.
But still, it is a phenomenal story, and I honestly think that it's not even touching on the initiation process. It's not even talking too much about that. It's talking about manhood and how masculinity is forcing men to conform to these limited
and South African
boxes.
Men. And that's probably
South
the
African
biggest
men.
Issue. Because there are a lot of other, I would say, a lot more explicit gay films
out
there that we do stream here, and you know they'll be in mainstream cinemas.
Mm.
But just because it happens to be a South African and also all of a sudden there's an outrage, and
it's,
now I can't deal with it anymore.
No,
I can't.
Guys,
but that's a problem in general in South Africa, not only in Khoza. I mean Afrikaans.
Yes.
As soon as something is said in Afrikaans, it's like, no,
don't do that.
In English, it's okay.
It's fine.
It's fine.
American, it's fine.
It's like,
so wrong.
But that's a problem, guys. We can't now say Americans are liberated and South Africans are not.
We are more liberated than them, actually.
But then why are we finding it as a problem still?
But I think it is the root of the problem is that I think it's their king. Is their king of the causes or the traditional leader?
The traditional leaders.
He had the problem. He said, take it away, take it away. And I think that is wrong. You can't just say, because I don't like it, take it away. It was like years ago when I was young, there was a president called P.W. Botha. And when he sees something on TV he doesn't like, he phoned in and said, take it off. You can't do that.
You can't.
Freedom of speech.
It's kind of like even Nelson Mandela in Long Walk to Freedom.
Mm.
He speaks very explicitly about the initiation process.
Mm. Yes.
But nobody said anything about that. Nobody had any issues with that.
Mm.
You know. But now that it's been spoken about in this manner, in this way, and under the... And just, like you said, a gay love story. If it had been a same-sex love story... Well, not same-sex, a cisgender, whatever.
Yeah,
sex
cisgender.
I think nobody would mind.
No.
Definitely not.
And it's also dealing with reality, this movie. It's a very sad ending and very cruel.
I must see it.
So I think that also shocks people. But that is what a movie is for, get the people to talk.
Yes.
And I loved the imagery of those men in the mountains with that... With white cloths.
And the pink.
It was very arty. It was beautiful.
It was a beautiful film.
No, it's always, I mean, there's always like, why aren't our stories being told?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
It's wrong because all the other stories are being told, but our stories are not being, I mean, and now it's being told and it's like, oh no.
Now it's a problem.
I actually think if we did The Color Purple, if it was told in a South African context, I bet there would be so many, people would have so many issues with this show actually.
Yes.
Definitely. That was what I was wondering is how you're going to contextualize Color Purple. I was scared that it's going to be South African because then it's an American story. Yes. So luckily you did. But imagine a South African story of that. We need that as well.
Yeah. And you know, it still happens. Girl, in KwaZulu-Natal, in the villages, their aunties, aunts are selling their daughters to uncles and other men to be housewives. I don't understand.
It should be addressed. It should be addressed. Yes. And hopefully, in as we move along into the future, we can make movies about it and plays.
That
and
won't be bad.
That won't be bad. As porn.
Gosh.
As porn.
Imagine.
Yeah, there's what's the Christian Grey movie?
Fifty Shades. Freed.
Yes. Oh, that's more close to porn.
Oh my gosh, that is.
And that doesn't even teach us about anything.
It's a lot of nonsense.
It's a terrible film.
Sure, like, okay.
No offense to anybody. It is terrible.
But what we were hoping for, but it didn't happen, was that the wound would get. That the wound would get Oscar nominated, which didn't happen. Because that would have given it more clout.
Yes.
You see, you can't, but now it didn't, so now they can do this ruling. And I think this is inside job, this
but
ruling.
It did well at Sundance.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some friend of a friend there at the board, film board. Okay, well,
right now, as things stand, it's the most awarded South African film.
Imagine.
I think it's won about 19 or 23. It's one of the two. I'm not sure. But yeah.
And no one wants to know about it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
It's so sad, Shem, that people don't want to get educated.
Yeah.
Ah, wow.
I think it's going to turn around. Yeah. I think the wound will come back to as a movie.
Yes.
Can Cyril just do the right thing?
Hey.
Cyril will. Hey. I love Cyril.
Sure. Cyril Ramaphosa for president.
I said the other night in a show, I said now it's, but then Zuma was still president, but I said things are going to change and then Cyril will come with a piece of bread. Just listen because he's going to go, what? But there's a joke at the end. A new piece of bread for South Africa and he's going to smear the butter, he's going to smear the sunshine posa, the flora posa, the rama posa.
Oh my God.
I was never ready.
We were never ready.
Where's it going?
Yes.
Anything else?
No, that's it from me.
Really?
No, actually, that was my next topic. I was going to speak about. No, don't. It was a lovely, lovely conversation.
Yeah.
More than I normally get on the show.
Really?
Yes. They you normally like start paging through the eights, canoe it. And yeah. So thank you guys. Thank you
for having us. For the what is it, Skinner?
Yeah,
Skinner. Yeah. Skinner.
And then no vibrators, if anybody's wondering. I don't see any.
Darn
thank
it.
You. Yeah. Yummy has just confirmed that there were no vibrators mutilated during
that
this.
That he could see.
Let's listen to The Color Purple, which is a beautiful song. What do you think? And I don't know the answer. She meant with Alice Walker with The Color Purple. Mm. She said, look what God gave us, The Color Purple. Mm. Can we talk about that, please?
I've actually always wondered why she chose The Color Purple. I think apparently The Color Purple means royalty. So I think I've always aligned it to once you discover who you are, and your worth, then you know that you're royal, and the color purple is exactly that. And because God is within you and you are God yourself, you are royal. You're you're royalty, I guess. I don't know if that makes sense.
I like that.
It does.
Yeah, so I've always stuck with that.
And it's not just in it's not just a Western idea of the color, of a symbolic meaning of what the color purple is. I think even in African perspectives, the color purple is symbolic of some form of spiritual
enlightenment.
Enlightenment.
Yes.
The indigo.
Yes.
Color indigo. Also in the, is it the Asian perspective of indigo being the third eye?
Yes.
The color that shows, what is the third eye supposed to represent?
Awakening.
Awakening, a spiritual awakening. Yes. So
I also think, you know, just in terms of, I also think that it could have been any color. And I think that's also the point that she chose purple, yes. It's just, it's a color that exists in the world. Maybe it's a color that nobody really acknowledges, you know. But if you look at it and look at it in its own individual uniqueness, its own, how it's special in its own way. But is this color that just exists? Where did it come from? You know, who created it? But it's here and it's there. You look at it, you see it, and you know it's beautiful.
And it's beautiful.
You don't know why you know it's beautiful, but you just acknowledge its beauty. And you know, a million different colors in the world, and she chose purple. And I still think just because she chose purple as well, maybe it's also a special color to her, you know. But it's more, I think, that deep meaning of also just like, look at yourself. What color are you? Not
race,
but just like, you know, like you have your own spiritual color, and whatever it is, it's unique
as
to you,
living
and it's
being.
Beautiful. Yeah.
I just want to tell people that this is not a, it's not a very deep play that you have to be careful of. It is wonderful, and you suck into the story immediately, and it's
very
stunning,
very funny,
and stunning music. So it sounded a bit like we are now in a science philosophy class, but it is. Those are the things you take home.
Yes,
but the story is a story for everyone. It could be playing off in any part of the world, and. This is the last bit where, oh Jesus, I mean, you have to take tissues, eh?
Hey.
Because, oof, he was laughing at me because I was.
I sat and I cried and I heard behind me like. I'm like, jeez.
Last night we had a crier
you,
in the audience. Like, she was within and it was hectic. Because I mean, it's kind of, it's a little distracting.
Yes,
you know?
It is.
She was loud, but guys, bring that tissue.
I was like that when I saw Dear Evan Hansen.
On Broadway.
Literally, I sat there and I made awkward noises. Like, trying to keep it in, and it's like, no. Oh.
Let it all out.
Yeah, but some stories just connect with me, and Color Purple is one of them. I just go and I pulverize into snot.
He literally did. I wanted to move a bit forward. For some reason, I don't know why, but I cried more with the bows.
I cry with the bows myself.
What?
I literally.
What bells?
Bows.
Oh! I
when,
bells.
When the cast came out to bow, I was like, I think it's because of South Africans telling this amazing story and everything. It's like.
Exactly that. I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
I cry with the bows. I think it's because we finally did it. We've changed a life. And now we are giving thanks for that. We are thanking them. And they are thanking us. And it's a beautiful moment for me,
too. It is stunning. Stunning. But that is also the magic of this musical, how it was put together. It's a stunning piece of work. So, till when do you run?
4th of March.
Especially on the 4th of March.
Shit, yeah. But you must tour, hey? We must people, we must get them to tour. Hashtag Color Purple to tour.
Yes!
I love it.
And hashtag fill up Joburg Theatre.
Please. Yes. This, you can be so proud of this production. It is brill. From someone, I have been, I saw it, and I, it's not an inch something that is behind the Broadway version. This is perfectly up to scratch. It is fantastic. And all, I mean, all the characters, your Harper, your first girlfriend, that kind of character is so wonderful. And so typical.
Yes.
And the aunties, who's gonna?
Yes, the church ladies.
Love it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's all so, so great and so well put together. And well done, Janet Honeyman.
Yes. Wow. Mama yeah. J, beautiful yes. woman.
Yeah. I'm very impressed with what Scarlet Purple finished now. Okay. I'm very impressed with what you did. And so now, next steps for you, Nia, where are you going?
Well, first of all, we're going to go to China.
Yeah.
I'm joking. I don't know. It's not set in stone yet.
Speak it into life.
But we're yes. speaking it into the universe.
Okay, yes. Yeah.
But whatever.
China.
We receive. But honestly, it's all in God's hands from here onwards.
But does he like China? That's the problem.
We don't know if God likes China.
I believe that God likes and loves everybody.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I have that faith. So, yeah, let's go to China, man.
Yeah. But don't eat the dog.
Oh my god. The dog and the cats.
And the rats and the scorpions. And the basically, don't eat ew. When you're there.
Just be vegetarian. Yeah, move to vegetarianism.
Hashtag we love
soy.
China.
Yeah.
We love China.
Yes.
But they're not listening to us. China. We love you. Yeah. And then I really hope, and I will advocate it. If I see it's doing rounds in South Africa, I will really plug it.
Yes,
people must
definitely.
Go. It has to go to Cape Town.
It has
at
to.
Least.
At least Cape Town. Guys, come on. Cape Town.
Come on, Cape Town.
We'll bring the rain. We will. We'll bring that purple rain.
Bring the rain.
So, Cape Town, if you really are that thirsty, we're here.
We are here.
Yeah.
And Didi, what are you? Are you going to do some drama again on SABC One?
I'd love to. I resonate.
I don't watch it, so I didn't know your drama. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But that is typical South African, hey?
Yeah.
We all have our own little thingies.
Our own little, you know.
That'll change as well.
Yes, hopefully. I'm actually working on producing a television program with my sister, something that works towards social issues, and I want to really dabble into TV work as well. And I mean, if theater opportunities come, then yes, I welcome them.
You have to.
No, definitely. And I'm developing my own production company, just bit by bit, you know, just working bit by bit, step by step.
That's the way to go.
Yeah,
okay. Good. You're on your way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yes. But you know, we start small and then it grows.
That's the
bigger.
Way to go.
No, it's, yeah.
Can't start
Everyone
big.
Starts, yeah,
sometimes you see that in like idols or whatever, that you start big, but then where is the sustenance? Where's your background?
Where's the foundation?
If you didn't build. And yum, where are you going to go?
Okay,
are you going to go?
Yes.
I'm going to see you in Avenue
playing
Q.
Gary Coleman in Avenue Q.
Okay.
And after that, I mean, you know what, these things with press releases, I can't really say whatever, but there's another show that I might be doing later on.
Yeah, but that's okay. I mean, actors do that.
Yeah.
I might be doing, for some reason, we as actors think we must always have something.
Yes.
You know? So what will people be? You got your Avenue Q coming up. I'm looking forward to that. Are you one of the characters who must learn to work with a puppet?
No.
Oh.
I don't know if it's a good or bad thing, but I don't mind. I'm one of the humans. There's three humans in the show.
Oh, okay.
So
I think it's better.
I think so too.
That puppet is a bit of a stretch.
Yeah. No. I'm sure that, I mean, we've got a beautiful cast, and the guys who are doing the puppets.
No.
you know, good luck.
Good luck to y'all.
Yeah. But I'm just going to wear my red dungarees and sing my songs as a human being.
People, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us. You were such a great host.
Casper, the friendly host.
Yes. A warm, friendly, welcoming host.
Thank you, Bernard, for your wonderful news.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Bernard. And, can we skin again next time?
Yes, please.
Okay, peeps, are we gonna end again with Mseelie's Pants? Because I love it.
Okay.
And you can groove and jive on Mseelie's Pants. And remember The Color Purple at Johannesburg Theatre. It is amazing. Don't miss out. You're gonna be proudly South African.
Girl, you swept out the memories, filled this place with joy in this big old store. Got your sewing machine.
This is CliffCentral.com.